T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Chicago's hottest country, US 99. Let's see, it's 7:51 Wednesday morning. And if you were scrolling through social media yesterday, maybe last night before you jumped into bed and went to sleep, whether it was Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, you saw that a lot of people were proud. A lot of people took a selfie and they posted a pic with a little sticker that said, "I voted."
I was actually at the poll place, early voting, and I saw people like in their cars taking selfies at the actual poll place. There actually was a guy who was, I think, in charge. He was yelling at people that you couldn't use your phones in like the voting area, but they were taking selfies with that sticker. And that was that. Hey, it's 2018. Hey,
it could have been Brett Eldredge, because there's the pic of Brett right here up on Instagram. There he is with the little sticker right there. I mean, everybody did it.
Yeah,
everybody did it.
So here's the thing, though. So when you think about it, we live in a time, 2018, where if you don't post it, it didn't happen, right?
Like people aren't going to believe you. Like, if you didn't, I worked out the other day. If you didn't post a pic of you working out in the gym, people aren't going to believe you.
I retweeted this on Styles and Roman's Twitter. Emily Jasinski, I can't pronounce her name. I don't know who she is, but she put a really funny tweet out. She says, "Please remember that if you vote and fail to inform everyone on social media, it does not count. It does not count. Sorry, I don't make the rules." And that really is where we're at right now, because unless you post that picture of you and the sticker, your vote doesn't count.
People are not going to believe that you were there at the polls dropping your vote in the box.
So it got us thinking, like, what are the dumbest, craziest, weirdest things you've taken pictures of, selfies of, in your life? I actually was on a first date years ago, 3, 4, 5 years ago, and our food came, and the girl whipped out her phone and took a picture of the meal. And I was like, "What are you doing with that?" Like, I mean, maybe like if you're in a
She's like,
for
"I
2 years,
McDonald's."
Yeah. I mean, like, why on a first date are you bringing out your phone to take a picture of the meal that just came to you? But 312-946-4995. Just dumb things we take pictures of and that we post for likes.
Go on your Instagram right now and scroll through some of your pics and look and ask yourself, "Why did I post a pic of me doing that?" That's what we want to hear of this morning. 312-946-4995.
Let your voice be heard. Call Styles and Roman at 312-946-4995. US 99.
Good morning. So, did you post a pic, a selfie of Yessie with the little sticker on that said, "I voted"?
I did not.
Then you didn't vote. That means you didn't vote if you didn't post it.
You weren't there.
I can't say I was or wasn't.
All right, so what's the dumb things you've taken pictures of?
Well, I think that the dumbest picture I've taken a selfie of, me at work in the bathroom saying, "I'm at work."
Did you have to prove to someone that you were at work?
Oh, yeah. With a new job, you know, there's a lot at stake. You do have to prove yourself that you got a new job and you're at work.
But why did you choose the bathroom as your setting?
I think it's just because my environment, I'm in front of people. I can't take pictures, obviously, myself, pull my phone out. But that's the whole point. You have to go somewhere private.
Yeah.
And you got to get a good angle.
You were embarrassed to do it in front of all of your new coworkers.
Of course.
Can we get a courtesy flush?
So if you're scrolling through social media yesterday, I'm sure you saw all the "I voted" stickers that people were, posting, taking a little selfie action. It's kind of like the same thing when you go to the gym. If you don't post a pic at the gym, people don't believe that you were actually at the gym.
And just to clarify, I'm all about trying to get people to vote. Like, I think the sentiment is right, you know, but it becomes kind of a fashion thing too, where you want that sticker and you want to post that you have that sticker up on social media.
We just saw on the Fox News that one of the broadcasters on there said that she mailed in her vote, and they didn't mail back like a sticker, and she was jealous, because that's like the new thing now. Like, you go there to vote to change something around in the society, but then you walk away with this sticker and you feel like, "Oh, cool, I got a sticker." Yeah, all right.
312-946-4995. I'm thinking about like dumb or just stupid things that you have to post online, pictures or whatever. Good morning, Amanda from Roscoe Village. What is it for you?
My girlfriends and I all decided we were going to share pictures of ourselves, selfies, after we watched This Is Us.
Oh, with the ugly cry?
ugly cry, wet, red face. It's hilarious.
Can you send those to us on Twitter at Styles and Roman, please?
Oh, no thanks.
Styles in Roman on US 99, and whether you're coming downtown for Stars and Strings or you're not, either way, we're going to get you in the mood with a special Stars and Strings edition of Translating Tristan coming up in two songs.
But scroll through your Instagram, maybe your Twitter, maybe your Facebook, and there's some pics up there that you posted that you're like, ah, I really don't know why I posted that. Yeah, we all have them, and now from Arlington Heights, we have Michelle. Tell us, what pic is it for you?
It was a picture of a grocery cart full of grocery bags.
And I'm hoping that at least they were your grocery bags.
They were my college son's.
So what was like the caption, or why did you have to have that picture?
It was, went to the store for a couple things, and it was literally about $300 worth of groceries.
Happens to me every time I go to Costco. You go in for one thing, walk out three bills later.
Exactly. It's Friday after.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.